Let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us for our weekly Health Minute, OBGYN with Optum, it's Dr. Todd Stearns. Good morning, Dr. Stearns. We're so glad you're here.
Good morning, Renee. Thank you for having me on the program.
Well, it is a very important month, and I'm sure it's a topic that a lot of women don't like talking about, really. Let's be honest, right? And it is, that's why this month is critical. It is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. So why don't we start with, and for some, they might be like, is this a rhetorical question? But can you exactly tell us what cervical cancer is?
Yeah, well, cervical cancer, cancer, of course, for any part of the body, cancer is 100 different types of diseases, or more than 100 different types of diseases. It just represents unchecked cellular growth. So when we're talking about cervical cancer, we're just talking about unchecked cellular growth around the cervix or in the glands of the inside of the cervix. So that's kind of what the importance of the screening program is. We can talk about that, I think, in subsequent installments of this program this month. But it's just unchecked cellular growth of the cervix. Two main types, the surface cells that are on the cervix and the glandular cells that are located inside the cervix.
Okay, so there are two types basically of cervical cancer then.
Yep, two main types, called squamous, which is the topical cellular type, and then adeno, which is the glandular type. There's a few extra esoteric or more rare ones, but those two types make up the bulk of the majority of the cases. And really, since an ounce of prevention equals a pound of cure kind of philosophy, this is a disease which is certainly preventable, and that's what we're going to talk about more this month is the programs we have in place to avoid the full-blown development of cervical cancer.
Absolutely. And this information that we're going to talk about this month, Dr. Stearns, is very important. And have you kind of seen numbers increase as far as cervical cancer diagnoses?
Well, worldwide, these stats come from the American Cancer Society website. The stats, relatively 13,000 or so cases of full-blown cervical cancer are diagnosed annually, and unfortunately, about a third of those are fatal for women. Mm. But since the development of the screening programs, the Papanicolaou, and the screening programs referred to as the Pap smear, we've reduced cervical cancer that used to kill women, the number one killer of women in the U.S. Now it's down to number 12. Mm. But because of the programs and the ability to treat precancerous lesions, we've really knocked that statistic way down as far as the morbidity and mortality of this disease.
And doctor, I'm sure we're going to talk more in the month about this, but obviously being a gynecologic cancer, I'm sure that it's hard to detect sometimes. And are there symptoms that women can kind of keep an eye out for?
Well, absolutely. So bleeding, of course, vaginal bleeding would be the number one thing to look out for. The problem with this is it's not like putting a blood pressure cuff on your arm or listening to your lungs. It's a pretty non-invasive procedures, right? So I think the importance of bringing this to the forefront is that the fact that it's more of an invasive test that you have to go to a doctor for, and it's one of those things that, since it's an internal exam, that a lot of women are hesitant to do.
Correct.
So we're trying to make sure we can kind of take away the fear of that by pointing out the importance of normal vaginal exams and normal checks, because it's one of those things where the first symptom could be bleeding. But remember, when we do Pap smears and we do these kind of exams, we're trying to identify precancerous lesions.
Right.
So really, the cases that you have of full-blown cervical cancer diagnosed on a Pap smear are in a lot of resource-poor countries that don't have in-place screening programs, where oftentimes they've never been to a doctor. So a lot of times the first time that they have their Pap smear or their exam is when a diagnosis is made. Fortunately for us in the United States, that's not the case due to the installation of these screening programs that we have in place.
Absolutely. And doctor, we are up against the clock, but if folks have questions and they want to reach out, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we're here in Colorado Springs and happy to to be able to provide excellent women's health services for as part of Optum. I'm at the Tenderfoot Hill location, the 2610 Tenderfoot Hills. So certainly Optum Care in Colorado Springs. We have three locations, Briar, East, and Southwest Clinic, where I'm located at on 2610 Tenderfoot Hills. But please call anytime for an appointment.
Perfect, Dr. Tutz.
I look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, Dr. Tutz Stearns, thank you so much. We will talk with you next week when we continue this conversation.
Thank you, Renee.
Thanks. Have a great morning. 642 now at KRDO News Radio.